Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we spoke first about Lavan, Ahami Avidavi, and we saw Lavan's whole metzius was outside of the starim of this world. And Yaakov combated that. Therefore, in the Tzadik Kedusha, he called his sons Achim, which is also against the Seder of the world. That's in a nutshell. We discussed the previous time and how we're going to continue and relate this to Chanukah. We know that the Ikar Inyan of Yavan is B'koach HaTeva. The Yavanim wanted to be mamed a world that primarily was Teva. And that's what Chanukah is against. We know that in the Torah, we have a holiday of 7 days. Chag HaSukkot Shivas Yamim. Pesach is 7 days. Pitom comes Chanukah in 8 days. The rabbis are being Mechadesh. A new tzura of a chag, which is 8 days. And that's because the Shorash HaKfira of Yavan was Sheva. Sheva is the Seder of this world. Even the Goyim, 7 days of the week. And this is above the seven. This is eight. And we're showing that they're Kayadua, Kol HaSfarim. They're in the natural world, and we're in the supernatural world. They see the Shlemus and the Shivas HaYamim. And we see the Shlemus and what's above the Shivas HaYamim, the spiritual part of the world. And that's why it's Shemona. Shemona is Otsios Neshama. Soul. That's what we're... That was the Melchama between us and Yavan. Soul against non-soul. The spiritual dimension to the world as opposed to the focus on the physicality. So Rambam, which we've discussed in the past, you know, say Galadin, Rambam and Hochas Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Hereby Sheni Tzotza Minus Bi Yisrael. In other words, there was something new. There was something called Minus. Fortunately, today we have a lot of Minus. Also, people have a minus in the bank. They call it a Minus. Lo Aleinu. Lo Al Af Echad. Ani Chashev Kemes. Tzotza Minus. Minus is a heresy. And they said there's only one world. Brachas 54a. Meaning from Makaka, they said, Ein olam ela echad, there's only one world. And we believe there's two worlds, min olam ad olam. So since they have that kfira, they see everything within this world, mimela. To combat that, we make an eighth day. A moed of eighth day, of an eighth day, we have Shmini Atzeres, but that the Gemara says, a regal b'fnei atzma. Here the whole regal is 8 days. The yomtif, the Gemara calls it a yomtif. Yomtif is 8 days, because that's Shemona, that's above nature, above the Seder of this world, above the Ein Olam Ela Echad, above the Guf, the Neshama. Shemin is also Otsiyot Shemona, root of Shemona, Shin Mem Nun. There's a Koach Elyon in the world. The world goes beyond the 7 days, the world goes beyond 7,000 years. There's going to be a supernatural world. It's coming. Lashon Ramban, famous in Chumash, which recently we wrote about, that the Yevani Hikrish called Dabar Zulasi Amur Gashlo Vehegis Daito Lachshov Kolin Shlo Hisegela Besraso Eino and Eino Emes. Aristotle said, whatever I feel exists. Whatever I understand exists. If I don't understand it, if I can't see it in a laboratory, it's not there. And that's the Machlokas we have with Yavan. Perceiving the Emes' spiritual world, and there were Yavanim also, who believed in Platonic forms. We know that they believe there is some spiritual element as well, but not the true spirituality, and certainly their focus was on Olam Hazeh. It's like their most Goyim today. Westerners, I assume Easterners, also believe in a world to come. But that's not, definitely not their focus. Their focus is Olam Hazeh, Olam Hazeh, Olam Hazeh. And then they believe, most of them believe, from what I've heard in my life, there's this really nice place called Heaven, 5-star hotel, and you die and you go there, everyone goes there. You get there, you see your grandparents and parents and great-grandparents, your friends who died already, and your friends who haven't died are going to meet you there when they get there. It's a beautiful place. But you don't have to prepare for it in this world. There's no schar onesh. No, just everyone goes. God is good. You live your life. Whatever you do. Whatever you don't do, you don't do. And then you go there. But we have a more sophisticated, nuanced perspective that there's schar, there's onesh. You have to give judgment. And everybody has their own olam haba. Everyone has their own madrega. It's not just a nice hotel in the sky. So our conception of ruchnius is different than theirs. And again, many of them were koifer, like again the Gemara says, minus. They were koifer in olam haba. Chlal, even if they, some of them believe, some of them don't believe. Harbis yavan is olam hazadik. Ein olam el echad be made bayis sheni tzotza minus. Here we're talking about bayis sheni. So that's our mochama. Is there a world beyond this world? Bereshis 13:14. Hashem Amar al Avram Acharei Parad Lot Meim Osana Einecha Orei Min Amokam Shter At Hashem Tzafana Beneg B'Kedem B'Yama. After Avram separates from Lot, God says to him, "Lift up your eyes and see where you are: north, south, east, west." So, what does it mean, Oreis Hamakom? So we see in the Orachaim and others that there was a nes. He didn't have to turn around. In one shot, he can see all four directions. Why did there have to be such a nes? So the answer is that he's in the world of nature, and nature has four sides. And within nature, he's able to go above nature. He's able to see north, south, east, and west all at once. Within Teva, he's able to go above Teva. And that's the Mulchama against Yavan. And within Teva, we see what's above Teva. And all of the world is is connected, is intertwined with Ruchni. It's the soul of the world, just like the body has a soul. So to the world has a soul, has a spiritual basis, foundation. You know there's a soul even if you don't see it. Mimokum shetaroe. Mitzad agashmi, you have to turn around to see four directions. But mitzad aruchni, within Teva, you see supernatural. And with this we can explain why Hashem appears to him after Lot separated. Because the Medrash says there was a machlokas between Roe Lot and Roe Avram. They were stealing. And the shepherds of Avram were mochich them ala gezel. And they said the land was given to Avram. And he has no yoresh, and Lot is his yoresh. And it's not gezel. But it was, because he says, Vakanani vaprizu yaz yoshu evarts. The Canaanites were still there. So they weren't allowed to take. So the explanation of this argument is that the Tfis of Lot and his shepherds is that we see Teva. There's nothing separate from Teva. And therefore they said, the land was given to Avram, it's his. Melatars, we're the Yorish. And against them there's a Tfisa that Be'etzem HaKoch Shel Eretz Yisrael is something supernatural. It's not just a natural land. Eretz Yisrael is an Eretz HaTivis. Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz HaChaim. Chai is a davar mitziuti shel chayim. It's something, reality filled with life. And as long as Lot and his shepherds were with Avram, the place couldn't express its chayim because there was falsehood there. Lot and his shepherds. So the taina of Avram against Lot and his shepherds was that the ikar inyan of Eretz Yisrael is the neshama. Take a person without an Hashem, he's not called a person. So the taina of the shepherds of Avram was that the relationship to Eretz Yisrael is not according to the natural perspective. Rather, there's a soul to the land. Kedusha Sa'aretz. It's not a dead land, it's Eretz HaChayim, Mela. When it says, V'ha'knani v'aprizi yaz ba'aretz, Ein kann es hat Kedusha shel Matnas Haaretz. If the Goyim are still there, it doesn't have the Kedusha yet, therefore it's not ours. They said, no, we don't have to wait. It's a natural land. It was given to you. It's yours. And the Taina of the Shevet Sefarim is, no, it's a supernatural land. And therefore, as long as the Kananim are here, they're ma'akev the Kedusha from being Chal. And therefore, we can't graze in foreign pastures. And therefore, Achrei prayed Lot Me'elev after Lot separated. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Avram this Tfisa, that he can see everything at once. Now the land can speak the Emes. Until now, the land couldn't speak the Emes because Lot was with him and Lot was Sheker. Lot saw it in a natural way. Now Lot separates from him. Now Avram can have that supernatural perspective and see Eretz Yisrael all in one shot. So we have to be mischazek in this tfisa of seeing Eretz Yisrael as a supernatural land. Not just a natural land, a land with a soul. More than the rest of the world. And that's the tfisa that we have to have when we stand against Yavan. The Iker Inyan of Malchus Yavan is coming to emphasize Gvuras Haguf, Chizuk Haguf. And the kfir is, only what the Ba'ai see, only what you can test in a laboratory, that's fact. Otherwise, it doesn't exist. That's what the Ramban says about the Yavani Ha'or. Doesn't call Mar, the Gra calls him Ar. Philosophia Arura. So Bizmana Mulchama, that they believe only in this world, we added on the 8 to the 7. And that's the Tfis of Avraham Avinu, that from one place he can go above and he can see something supernatural, he can see it all at once. And this is in Bayis Sheni. Bayis Sheni, they were kofrim, they only believed in one world. And we believe in two, and therefore we need this 8-day holiday to go above nature. There's holiness to the land. There's holiness to the world. It's a second world beyond this world. In Mitzvahs, we have Mitzvahs Milas on the 8th day. Something neshamadik in the world. The world of Teva, man has an Orla. And we have to be misalik the Orla. Because the Orla is covering it up. The Orla is saying, oh, look at the world is Teva. We're misalik the Orla, we're revealing the light of the world. The Orla is the Gashmi. The Orla is what's, like you can't eat it for the first 3 years, Orla. It seals off. So to this seals us off from having the right perspective. After we have bris, we get Torah. You can only get bris Torah if you have bris. To remove the gashmis and see it from a ruchni perspective. So in the Torah, we have 7-day holidays because we know that there's a neshama to the world. We know the world is supernatural. There's no argument. So 7's enough. Shlemus of this world. But here we have a vikuach. We have an argument with Yavan. Yavan says there's one world. Be made by Sheni Tzotzaminus. And we hold it there too. And therefore we need this 8th day. And again, this is also expressed in the mitzvah of Mila. Which takes us above nature. Even Guf Adon is Kedusha. Even Guf Eretz Yisrael is Kedusha. Above this world. Pardon me, Alai. Avraham Avinu said to Lot, separate from me. Because of you, I can't have the proper tefillah in Eretz Yisrael. You're sealing it off like the Orla. The word Lot means curse. Light. Like the Gra calls Greek philosophy cursed. That's what seals us off from the Kedusha side. We don't have to separate in order to get the supernatural perspective. Hear our Kodesh Baruch Hu says to him, Son, I Nechah, please, lift up your eyes and see the place. Rashi teaches us in numerous places, Nazlosh and Bakasha. Kodesh Baruch Hu is asking and making a request of Avraham Avinu. What's this, please? Avraham Avinu, we learn the Savior of Midas HaChesed. We have to know a bigger Midas HaChesed. There are two dagas. It's Chesed Shavah Anhaga. The world is misnai b'chol minei midos, sometimes midos hadin, sometimes chesed, sometimes other midos. Among the other midos, midos chesed, and then there's chesed shebe'esavos. The whole world was created because of chesed. The whole world came to being because of chesed. Their chesed is alone. As the Rosh Hashiva of the Tzaddik talks about it beautifully. It's Ma'amar and Rosh Hashanah. The Avraham Avinu, in his midos of chesed, represents not only midos of chesed and Hagas Olam, but that is the Shurish Habriya. It's Chesed, the world is created, Chesed, Olam Chesed, Yipan, Son, Ein Echa. Kan Pornel Avram, he's asking him, to the Nesna Get, to the Binyan of Briya Soilam, Kodesh Baruch Hu needs Avram, Kibiyachol, to create the world. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Son, Ein Echa, please lift up your eyes, see this place, north, south, east, west. He says, and let's go back to the creation of the world, the Koch of which the world was created. Because all the places, north, south, east, west, are all one place, where you're standing. And that's the Midah of Chesed, the Avraham Chesed, Yibana, the world was built with Chesed. So he's taking it back to that point where the world was built. Chesed, that's Avraham's Midah. And maybe please lift up your eyes and see the world like that, see the world in its being. It's all one. All rooted in one Nekudah. And all the Dibur Nevius that were said to Avraham Avinu, we don't have this Lashon Bakasha Sana, only here. Because here, speaking to me, is the Chesed of Avraham Avinu. And it encompasses all of the Sadam, all of the Fana, and the whole world was created with Chesed. So even though it's included in the other Midas also, it means Chesed, it's small as Din. Here, Rosh Baruch Hashem to Avraham, he relates to Avraham, and Rosh Baruch Hashem to Chesed, Shusharish, Chodav, Sana, and Echa. Here I need to kiviyachol, I need your help. Here I need you to go back to the Yisav Seol and see the world as one Nekuda. Asim Binyan Olam, Bria Seol, Olam Chesed Yipane. That's your Midah Avraham Avinu. So please do me a favor, I need you kiviyachol to go back, use your Midah Chesed to go back to the creation of the world. So Chanukah is 8 days, even though the Moedim of the Torah is 7, because we went above nature, and we see that there's life to the world. There's Neshama, Shemona, and Neshama. It's Chanukah, Kodesh Baruch Hu Shev B'chush, B'moifes, Gilui, Ola, Tera, Gnera, Chanukah. Bereshis, Baruch Elokim, Chochma, Chochmisa, created the world with Chochma, Bereshis. What Bereshis is Lashem Nismach. It's relating to something else that's not here. In Barashi, Bereshis, the very beginning. In other words, what Bereshis means is that this is connecting to something that's not Mefurish. But the Pasuk is Megala this by saying Bereshis. Which relates to Chachma, like Avraham Yemtzin says, Bereshis Chachma. Doesn't say Bereshon in the beginning. It says Bereshis. The beginning of something else. Relating to something else. Rishon would be in the beginning, like the English translates. But Bereshis is Bereshis something else. Rashi, there is Perushim. Either Bereshis, four Bereshis for the Jews who are called Bereshis, or Bereshis, Bria Shemayim Baretz. In the beginning of the creation of the earth, the Aretz was Tohu Vavohu. So, I'm just showing that it's a Lashon of Nisan, that it's connected to something else. So, the Onkelos, Tag Yerson asks, V'chachma, chuchma, v'chachma. Wisdom. come from? And Chacham comes from the Torah. And that's the Amunah that Avraham Avinu established for us. And this Koach was revealed in the Melacham against the Yavanim in the miracle of victory of Hanukkah. It says, V'chacham me'ayin timotze. Me'ayin. This ayin is the nes of the menorah. She'yamunach bo yoter m'ma she'yamunach bo. Because the Koach HaTivi didn't have all that Koach. V'chacham me'ayin timotze. All Chacham is all safe will come from what isn't. And that's the Yavani. You understand? We only have what we understand. And here, based on what you understand, it's not going to last. So Chacham comes from Ayin, from that place beyond our world. From that place of nothingness, of physical nothingness. Chacham Ayin Timotze, the world was created with Chacham, but the Chacham comes from somewhere. And that's what they were makish. That's what they denied. After the Torah starts with Bereishis, Lashon Nisach, the beginning comes from something. Not that the beginning started on its own. The beginning is this one of the something. The beginning of what? So there are various perushim about that. The beginning maybe when God created the heaven and the earth. But it's this, the rashis, the chachma is coming from somewhere. And the Tanya says it's chachma. That's against the kfir of chachma comes from us. In the dream of Daniel, they showed an Ar Malchus Kayadua, Perek Zayin. He saw him Yavan, which was like a bird with four wings, spread into every direction. Kanamar Vlagabin Alba, four wings, the Ufal Gaba, flying on a Vabarosh and Chiyusa. Aral Zomidakach, why did he show him Yavan as a bird with four wings? Because Yavan was Ma'am Koach HaChach, and Koach HaChach was Mispashit. Wants to understand everything, that's the Mispashit of the four wings, four directions. But they don't understand that all these four Tzadim of the world come from the place that's called Ayin. Like Avraham Avinu, so it's all coming from one place. Main self. So Avraham Avinu was able to see everything at once. Kol kochos hachochma, kol ar beruchos. Everything we see spread out in the world is coming from the Ayin. So Yavan has the four wings that have the four directions. Because that's what they have. They have the four. That's what they believe in. They spread into four directions, but now about the root of it all. And that's the tzura of the Ner Chanukah. Mezuzah b'yamin, Ner Chanukah, the small Baal Bais in the middle with his talus. Shabbos of Beis Mon Aleph, according to the Kiyos of the Baal Eter. Hateyush in the Kabbos of Shabbal Vayit, Omeid Be'emsa, Talus in Tzuyetzes, Arab Kafas, Koach HaTorah, Vav Teva. And that's the Tikkun and the Shlemus. Right, 613. The Gematria and the strings together. That's the Tikkun. My eight strings, three, five knots. And 600 Tzitzis. Gematria. So that's the Tikkun and the Shlemus in Erech Hanukkah. It's Paul Yeshek Dush Shabbal Abayis Munach Raka Yeh Kabbalah Salmach Hushamayim Bofin Azir. It has its Koach when he's Mekabal Koach HaTorah. And he takes these Arab Kanfos of the four directions, the four corners, and he realizes that it all comes from one place, that's the Kedush of the Ner Chanukah. So it says, Muzubim Ner Chanukah B'smol, We have this Koach HaTorah in the middle of the Arab conflicts that spread out, but it's really rooted in. Really rooted in Torah, it's rooted in Hashem. Many great tzaddikim would sit and look at the neighbors. The chef, the light, the inland, the truth, the stomach, the rice, and the bavan, the sea, and the Africa. Keep a warch and near our with your light, Hashem, we see light. The koch of the neighbors isn't just a tab of Hitzoni. The neighbors of Hanukkah show us that there's something deeper, gets us to the root of creation. So we have to have chivas on Hanukkah in our tefisa, not just to sing and to dance, to eat, but rather a chivas b'tefisa. Shadiyah neiros halalu. We get to the root of creation. We get to the soul of creation. The eight, the neshama and neshama. There's a neshama in everything in this world. It's all rooted in the Rabban Shalom. Less aser panumine. That's why these are the called days of Chanukah, Moshe and Chinuch, for all the generations. And it gives us this special Chinuch to be able to see the Neshama of everything. The soul and everything, the godliness and everything. Again, it's the tefillah of the Avon, and then what you see is what you get. Mary Rabbi is saying, Farah Miyah Mukim out. Salam, where it says, please say,